Lizard on the Loose. "Hi, Raymond," shouted Freddy. Freddy lived across the street and was riding past on his bicycle. He waved back as he rode into his driveway. "It's time for dinner, Raymond," called his mom. "Come wash your hands and set the table. Dad will be home any minute." As they were eating, Raymond started telling his dad all about the worms he had caught in the dirt pile. "I found 23 big fat ones, and I put them in..." But then he stopped. His seat was facing a big window. He saw Freddy running back and forth in front of his house. Then his mom came out. "Look," said Raymond, "something's wrong over at Freddy's." Dad turned around to take a look. "Let's go see if they need help," he said. "What's wrong, Freddy?" yelled Raymond as they crossed the street. "My lizard escaped. He jumped out of my hand and the door wasn't closed all the way, so he ran out. Now I can't catch him, and it's my Blueskin, my favorite lizard." Freddy was almost in tears. Raymond ran into Freddy's garage and found a box while the others tried to keep the lizard near the house. He gave it to his dad. Everyone else tried to surround the lizard and direct him toward Raymond's dad, who was standing still, ready to trap him when he got close enough. He slowly crouched down. When the skink was about 2 feet away, he quickly threw the box over him. Freddy slipped a piece of cardboard underneath, and they flipped the box right side up. "We got him," cheered Freddy. After the lizard was back in his aquarium, Freddy and his mom thanked their friends for being so helpful. "It's Raymond you should thank," said his dad. "He noticed something was not right over here and could tell you needed help." "You saved my lizard," said Freddy. "You're a hero."